And great is the morning with joy on a Wednesday morning called the 16th of June in the southern tip of Africa, and for that matter, all around the world. Good morning on Youth Day. Good morning to each and every one. This Radio K Pulpit and Radio Pulpit calling. Let's engage into the weapon of joy, okay? Come on. The weapon of joy. Just listen to these words from Psalm 16, verse 11. God will show us the path of life in His presence. There is fullness of joy. And in His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 11. Lord, I just open up my heart, my mind, my soul, my body, my life. And I glorify You this morning, giving You all the honor and giving You all the praise. I want to be in Your presence, Lord. I want to experience the fullness of the joy of the Lord, God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I want You to take hold of me and my life, my situation. For in Your right hand there are pleasures forevermore, as Psalm 16 verse 11 says. And therefore, Lord God, by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to engage the weapon of joy. Jesus is my joy, the joy in the Spirit of God. Lord, I want to engage into the joy to ask for health, to worship You even in trial and tribulation and challenges. Take me into the journey of joy. And I stand upon Your word, the foundation of my life. Psalm 16 verse 11 saying, God will show us the path of life. In His presence there is fullness of joy. And in His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16 vers 11, Here God Almachtig. Ek staan met my voete geankerd in die fundament van U heilige woord. En ongeacht van die dinge van my lewe, wil ek op hierdie oomblik op die 16de Junie op hierdie woensdag kom verklaar, Here, U is my lewe. U is my lewe. U sorg vir my. Wat ek ontvang, kom alles van U af. 'N pragtige deel is vir my afgemeet. Ja, wat ek ontvang het, is vir my mooi. U leer my hoe om te lewe. By U is daar oorvloedige blydskap, Here. Uit U hand kom net wat mooi is. U leer my hoe om te lewe. By U, Here, is daar oorvloedige blydskap. Uit U hand kom net wat mooi is. Psalm 16 vers 11. The psalmist says that God will show us the path of life. Not the path I want to go on, but the path in the will of God, leading me into the path of life. And on this path, on this journey of life, where I engage in the weapon of joy, I find the presence of the living God. And there, in the presence of the living God, that is my prosperity. My prosperity is not the material things, but first and foremost, the joy in my prosperity, the joy in my health, the joy in my worship, the joy in my trials and tribulations, and all the circumstances I am encountering in life, the challenges. is to be in the presence of the living God. And there I find the fullness of joy. And in His right hand I am held forevermore. He holds me in His right hand, and there I find the pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 11. You know, this, it says so bluntly that I cannot be victorious on the path of life, in the will of God, as a child of God, as a disciple of Christ, in His right hand. I cannot be victorious without joy. I cannot overcome without joy. And I think on this Youth Day, with all the troubles we are experiencing in South Africa, where it just seems we're not getting ahead of ourselves, the racial divisions are still there. The love is still, in many ways, absent. We are struggling so much with so many issues in our country. Even the government seems to struggle to govern. Even the president of the country, last night, when he addressed the nation, said, "I'm sorry, I made mistakes. The government made mistakes. We are struggling with a lot of things." Even the president of the country said that on television last night when he addressed the nation. And you know, you and I, we can say, "Yes, Lord, we are struggling. We just seem not to get ahead." And then when I read this in Psalm 16, verse 11, God will show us the path of life. In His presence there is fullness of joy, and in His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I just discover afresh that I'm not engaging the weapon of joy. I'm engaging all the other weapons, yes. And I want to be victorious, and I want to overcome all the challenges, the trials, the tribulations, the challenges, the coronavirus, the political situation, the personal situation each and every one of us are encountering. But the Bible tells us you cannot be victorious without joy. You cannot overcome without joy. If we know that what sadness and downcastness and heavy heart does, then I will fight with every smile that I can give. And so many of us, as disciples of Christ, are downcasted. We go into every day with a heavy heart. And we fight the battles of life without smiles in our hearts. You know, that trouble, it never leaves on its own. Troubles don't leave on their own. Troubles leave by joy. That's the word of the Lord God. Troubles leave by joy. They don't leave on their own. The devil can't stay anywhere. He can stay anywhere. He can. Yeah. The devil can stay anywhere. But you know, he cannot stay in a house or in a heart filled with joy. Now just take that to your mind this morning. With all your situation, your personal situation, your family situation, your work situation, your income, your budget situation, your name it, whatever situation it may be. Take it to the next level, the country's situation. All the troubles, all the trials, all the tribulations, all the challenges we are facing. The coronavirus pandemic, the third wave. Trouble don't leave on their own. Troubles leave by joy. And take it to heart that the devil can stay anywhere. But the devil cannot stay in a house or in a heart filled with joy. The devil cannot stay in a country filled with joy. The devil cannot come close to a person who is celebrating joy. And you know, in the same way, God can and will only stand by your and my side once we are consistently joyful. Oh, this is so important. And the church, the body of Christ, we at Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit must never get this out of our sight. And that's the problem when we build our faith on WhatsApp groups. We send all the little angels with big wings that cover you in situations, and all the little roses that are bursting with red color and whatever. We send the WhatsApps to all the WhatsApp groups, and we think we, in the morning, the first thing we do, we take the little cell phone and we send a WhatsApp. Good morning, may you have a roses red day today, and may the angels with wings just keep you. It's beautiful, it's nice, it's wonderful. But if you do not stand grounded and in the foundation of God's holy word, you will not engage in victory with joy. And I say it again, the devil, says the Bible, cannot come close to someone celebrating in joy. And in the same way, God can and will only stand by your side once you are consistently joyful. Therefore, our prayer this morning together in fellowship, may our joy be full in Jesus' name. Psalm 16 verse 11, God will show us the path of life. In His presence there is fullness of joy, and in His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Joy attracts God's presence. Joy shows you the path of life. That is the right step to take, the exact thing to do. If you want to know the will of God, then be joyful. If you want to live long and live in health, then be joyful. Why do I say that? Because the word of the Lord says that. The word of the Lord says this in Proverbs 17 verse 21, a merry heart is like good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17 verse 22, the devil is very happy when you are sad. The devil is very happy when you are downcasted. The devil is very happy. He dances a tango with joy when you and I are full of brokenness. Because no solution comes by sadness. But joy changes everything for the better. You know, the joy of the Lord shall cause great changes for you in the name of Jesus. When God is on your side, nothing can be against you, says the word of the Lord God Almighty. Nothing can be against you. No matter the kind of issues surrounding you, it doesn't take time. It just takes God. It doesn't take time. We tell one another in our counsel, oh, just wait. It will go away. It just takes God. And you cannot bring God in without joy. Joy is the spiritual force that brings earthly results. To overcome the battles of life, you need joy. John 16 verse 33 says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world, said Jesus in John 16, 33. Just think about Paul and Silas when they were in prison. As they prayed and sang in joy, not considering the chains and all the troubles in the inner prison, but when they prayed and sang with joy, they were delivered. Think of Nehemiah 8 verse 10, where it says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Fruitfulness, says the word of the Lord, is impossible without joy. Oh, it just reminds me of Joel 1 verse 12. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree is withered. The pomegranate, the palm, and the apple tree, all the trees of the field are dried up. Surely the people's joy is withered away. Joel 1 verse 12. The vine is dried up, the fig tree withered. Don't lose your strength. Do not allow yourself to become dull, spiritless, and grow heavy-hearted. Don't fade. Too many of us as God's children are fading and growing dull, no longer active in victorious life. We moan, we groan, and we fight a war, and the devil is dancing a tango. O Lord God, fill our hearts with joy. We are your children. We come and we ask forgiveness for our dullness, our downcastedness, our heavy-heartedness. Lord, we ask forgiveness that we are waiting for circumstances to change first before becoming joyful. Give us the power, the resurrection power, to burn for you, Jesus Christ. Give us the power to be joyful first, and then we will engage the weapon of joy, and everything will change. Here we are, Lord. On this Wednesday morning, we want to engage in the weapon of joy. We want your word, as Psalm 16 verse 11 says. Lord, God Almighty, show us the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Jesus Christ, give us your mercy and your grace to burn for you from within once again, and engage in the weapon of joy. This we pray to the glory and the honor of our God and Father, by Jesus' grace, to burn for Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.